I'm a believer. My husband isn't. He makes all our family's money and obviously doesn't like the idea of tithing. What should I do? Well, I think the simplest thing is to say, if you originate no income, God doesn't expect you to give any income. So that's a simple answer. I could stop right there. But that's not going to satisfy her, probably, and she wants more than that. And so I think probably the way a husband like this would work is he would probably say to her, she could say to him, can I count any of your income as mine and have discretion over it? Because, you know, I work. I keep this house. I keep our children. I'm full-time here. This is a partnership. I know that you go outside, but I do the home. I make this happen. Could I? And not to deceive him in any way, just totally open and above board. He knows where she's going. Can I count some of this as discretionary for me? I know that it's not your preference to give money to what you don't believe in, but you know that I believe in this, and it's helping me, I hope, be a really good wife for you. I'm faithful to you. I serve you. I'm physically and sexually there for you. I admire many things about you. I'm glad I'm married to you. I think a Christian wife can say those kinds of things to an unbelieving husband. And then meekly and humbly say, may I not, I know you don't want us to give 10% of our income away, but can we just come up with a number that is mine to work with? And I would guess that a husband, an unbelieving husband, would do that. At least that would be the direction I would go if I were. Then she tithes what she senses and he agrees she's getting because of her engagement here. I mean, it's sad when you have to think about it that way. In our marriage, I like to think about all my money is Noelle's, and all hers is mine. You know, if she gets some royalties because she does her children's book and puts it in the bank, I want to think that's our money. We can give that to the church. We can do whatever you want, and everything that I get from the church, I want to say it's there. I don't like separate bank accounts. I just think we ought to be totally at each other's disposal and have our money be each other's. But that's not going to work where a husband doesn't have your same values. He's not following Christ. And so that would be, I think, my approach to her is seek his willingness to count some of the money as hers and then ask if she can just do with it according to her own priorities.